Now, our next story. There's been condemnation from the Ulster Unionist Party's Danny Kennedy after a decision by Newry and Mourne Council to name a children's play park after a convicted IRA member, Raymond McCreesh. Danny Kennedy is with us now. Good morning, Danny.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Also with us, the Newry and Mourne SDLP councillor, Michael Carr. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Danny, what's going on here?
Well, I think the decision by Newry and Mourne District Council to confirm a play park in Patrick Street, Newry, in the centre of Newry, in memory of Raymond McCreesh, who was, I mean, the facts are very straightforward. Raymond McCreesh was a terrorist who was convicted of attempted murder, conspiracy to murder, possession of firearms with intent to endanger life, and IRA membership. To compound that, the Armalite rifle that he was caught with was linked to a string of murders, including the Kings Mills massacre. Now, this is not ancient history. The wounds of this are still very raw. Over the weekend, a new memorial being created to the Kings Mills workmen, innocent Protestant workmen murdered in January 1976, was defaced and vandalised, and IRA slogans written on it. And yet, Newry and Mourne District Council, in charge of the local political life in the area, chooses to honour a so-called terrorist by naming a play park and confirming a play park in his memory.
And this should be a children's play park that is accessible and welcoming to both sections of the community.
Yes, and I have to say I honestly can't think of anyone less deserving to commemorate than the individual, and to rename a children's playground is an absolute disgrace.
Michael Carr?
Yeah, good morning, Donny. First of all, Stephen, I too would like to condemn the attack on the memorial that Donny's just spoken about. Donny will be aware that the decision to rename the park dates back to 2001, and the recent decision was to uphold the decision of the council back then. I think it wasn't easy for our council, and it wasn't certainly easy for the SDLP grouping. And as part of the recommendations that went with the recommendation, we acknowledge the potential adverse impact upon the good relations between different people, different religious belief and different political opinion.
What do you mean you acknowledged it? Is it right or wrong?
Is it right or wrong
to name a children's play park after a convicted IRA member?
Given the history of this, Stephen, which runs a long time, if the decision was to be made today, it would not be named after Raymond McCreesh. But there were policies in place at that time which allowed various parks and buildings and so on to be named after individuals. For example, we have Pat Jennings Park, Jack Megum, Nan Sands, Sean Hollywood Arts Centre. Part of the decision that we were making the other night was to consider what would happen with all of these.
What do you mean if it were to be named today? What's changed?
The policy has changed. The policy changed back in 2007. And the decision which went through an equality impact assessment had much consultation over the past 4 years since 2007. The policy changed, and it would not be so easy to name any park or building after an individual today as it was back then.
Someone here on the phones is saying, how would you feel if a play park was named after one of the Shankill Butchers?
Exactly. I have, and during the meeting and during all our discussions all along, I acknowledge that the hurt that is being caused to a certain part of the community.
But the SDLP supported this.
Pardon?
The SDLP supported this.
The SDLP supported the decision, yes, to uphold the naming of the park that was carried out under a particular policy, legally and all, at that time. Donny was there at that time. I wasn't.
Yeah, we've got Sinn Féin currently talking about equality at the City Hall in Belfast, and how some people might find it offensive if the Union Jack is flying all day, every day above the City Hall. And yet you have Sinn Féin and yourselves supporting the naming of a play park after an IRA member.
Well, Stephen,
where's the equality in that?
Pardon?
Where's the equality in that?
You have to really look at the history of the whole thing and the equality impact assessment, which consisted of public consultation and many, many meetings of what's known as our elected members.
But what doesn't add up here to me as a layperson is that I was told yesterday it was the quality impact assessment and a public consultation which led to helping with the determination that it would be offensive for the Union Jack to fly above the City Hall every single day of the week. Now you're telling me it's an equality assessment and a public consultation that has helped name a play park after an IRA member. You know, what are people from the unionist community to think about equality with that play park, especially when we're discussing it a day after all of that hullabaloo at Belfast City Hall? And then you wonder why some loyalists say this is an erosion. It's not a fair playing field. It's not equality.
But it is. I mean, the legislation covering the equality process is very complicated. I have to say, some of it we discussed at length for many, many... This wasn't a decision that was taken just the other night. It followed a long process and recommendation. And I have to say also, Stephen, that there were six recommendations that were adopted, not least that we take a look at our own policy, every policy that we have in the...
Is it wrong, Councillor Carr, that this play park has been named after a convicted IRA member?
I wouldn't name the park after a convicted IRA person.
Did you vote against it?
I didn't vote against it because we are governed by a certain set of rules and policies. And
did you vote for it?
I voted that the name remain the same. Yes, that the
so let me get this right.
We were only
10 seconds ago. You say you wouldn't name the park, but you voted for the naming of the park after a convicted IRA member. That's the value of your vote that your constituents put in you. You don't believe in, you vote for. Is that right?
What I'm saying to you is that the naming of the park happened almost 12 years ago, but before I was even there. We were faced with three options the other night, on Monday night, either to reverse the naming, the renaming decision back then, or to uphold the decision to grant the application for renaming, or to do nothing. The recommendations coming from our officials, legal opinion, and coming out of the equality impact assessment suggested to uphold the decision to grant the application for renaming.
Yeah, but the point is this, Councillor Carr, and I'll come to you in a second, Danny Kennedy. But the point is this: you have told me that you personally would be against the park being named after Raymond McCreesh. So you had an opportunity to use your vote to try to implement that, to try to get the name removed, and you didn't. You used your vote to make sure the name remained. Now, I don't understand.
Yes, exactly. Well, what I did was I used my vote at council the other night to uphold the policies and the legislation that we have before us. Councillors are under scrutiny to every decision that we make, and we make a lot of them, every decision that we make can and does be challenged. And not so very long ago, we had a number of councillors in court that cost tens of thousands of pounds
to those
people individually because of decisions that were made.
Sure, but did you vote against what... Councillor Carr, it's a simple...
And recommendation.
Well, what do you mean you rely on legal opinion? Hold on a minute. You're a councillor. You've got a vote. You're entitled to vote against as much as you're entitled to vote for, and there is no court in the land that would impede you or criticise you or indeed fine you for using your democratic vote. That's what a vote's all about. So, Councillor Carr, did you vote against what you believed in?
No, I didn't vote against what I believe in. Well, you asked me, would I name the park, Raymond McCreesh Park? And the answer to that is no, I wouldn't.
Do you support the naming of the park after Raymond McCreesh?
I do, because the decision was made using a set of rules.
20 seconds ago, you said you didn't.
I didn't what?
You didn't support the naming of the park after Raymond McCreesh. That's what you said.
I said to you that what I would do, if today I was asked to name the park Raymond McCreesh, that I personally wouldn't be proposing the name of Raymond McCreesh.
Why?
But
why?
Because I recognise the adverse impact that has on the unionist, on my unionist neighbours. But Stephen, you're getting away from the point that this decision was made back in 2001.
And there was an opportunity to change the name of this park. This is what this vote was about.
Yes, but that was taking us down a road, a legalistic road, that was going to take for years because of some of the other...
So your vote meant nothing, Councillor Carr. It meant nothing. It had no value. Because it would be a protracted process, you took the easy option out. Did you?
Oh, well, I don't accept that. I think based on the advices that we were getting, and based on the
advice from whom?
From the Equality Commission, and the Equality Impact Assessment was carried out.
The Equality Commission cannot tell you,
but to continue to call the park Raymond McCreesh.
Really,
Raymond McCreesh.
Really. Yeah. So the Equality Commission told you couldn't vote against.
The Equality Commission didn't tell us that, but the Equality Commission were involved with our impact assessment, and the analysis that was carried out on that by our officials in council and by our legal teams, the advices to our council was to leave the name as it was. And we are bound by that, Stephen. I have to say that to you. It wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't an easy decision for a whole lot of people, but it had to be made.
Stephen?
Danny Kennedy.
I mean, I have to say, I'm absolutely astonished at the course of the interview. There was no point in me intervening there. All of your questions were absolutely spot on. But let me say, the original decision was wrong because it offended and still offends public decency. The fact that the council compounded that on Monday night by insisting that the name should remain, I think calls into serious question. What message does that send out to young people? What message does that send out to people coming to the Nurean Mourne area? What message does it promote in terms of an inclusive local society where the entire population, a public a children's play park funded by ratepayers, called after an IRA terrorist? People ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Your party is comfortable working in government with former IRA members.
Well, There are hard political decisions that have had to be taken.
And you've taken them.
And we've taken them.
So you're comfortable working with IRA members. You're comfortable shaking hands with IRA members.
That is entirely different to the naming at ratepayers' expense of a children's play park as part of a local facility. And frankly, this was the original decision was wrong and flawed, offending public decency, reducing moral standards and reducing the civic authority in the eyes of a great many people of Nurean Mourne District.
Okay, Danny Kennedy, thank you. Michael Carr, thank you.